This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 6, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, celebrating the American spirit by uniting the power of art with the beauty of nature. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. More information is available online at crystalbridges.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, in the first of two reports, we examine policies and practices that have emerged to keep students safe from gun violence in schools.
Plus, we'll learn more about norovirus, and we examine the results of a poll conducted by the Diane D. Blair Center of Southern Politics and Society and the Clinton School of Public Service.
Those stories and more, but first, members of the Arkansas House of Representatives say a convicted rapist shouldn't have parental rights should the rape victim become pregnant and decide to keep the baby. Representative John Edwards of Little Rock, a Democrat who sponsored the bill, says it's an unlikely scenario, but should be law.
Think about this. A woman's been raped. She finds out that she's pregnant. She decides to carry the child. During the trial of her rapist, she is served with custody papers.
That's the situation Edwards wants to prevent. He says that's what happened to a Missouri woman before a judge intervened on her behalf. The bill does not remove child support responsibilities. No one spoke against the bill, and there were no votes against it. It now goes to a Senate committee.
School districts will not be able to count homeschool students as public school students in order to avoid school consolidation after a House committee hearing this morning. Democratic Representatives James Ratliff of Imboden sponsored the bill that would not have provided any funding, but would have counted homeschoolers in a district's student population. Rich Nagel of the Arkansas Education Association spoke against the bill, saying its wording is problematic.
You could have 349 homeschool students and only one student left in the school district, the way the bill is structured at the present time, and they would receive $6,276 for that one student. And I don't think that we would be saying that there's an adequate educational program being offered.
A representative from the Attorney General's office spoke against the bill, saying it would likely draw a successful legal challenge. Officials from two small school districts told lawmakers the bill would prevent students from having to take long bus rides to consolidated districts.
A new come-and-go gas station will eventually be built at the site of a former Tyson plant in Fayetteville. After tabling the issue last month, the city council heard revised offers from competing bidders. After two identical offers of $900,000 for the nearly two-acre plot were presented to the council at its last meeting in January, Casey's General Store upped its offer to nearly $1.16 million. But in a 5-3 vote, the city council voted to sell to Come and Go at its revised offer of nearly $1.12 million, with the promise that the building would be LEED certified. The council also voted unanimously to terminate the city's contract with Millionaire Fayetteville, the fixed base operator for Drake Field. The city terminated the contract after the company had problems in meeting its contractual payment obligations to the city in a timely manner. As a result, the city will take over operations of the airport. City Airport Director Ray Boudreau says with the city running the show, he expects the airport's revenue could grow, but as with any business, growth depends upon the market for the airport's services.
With the margins appropriately established and the quantities of sales continuing to grow, I believe we have a very, very good opportunity of increasing our total revenue associated with the fuel sales and service at the airport. Currently, we contract with them to do that. They pay us rent, but anything over and above their rent, of course, they take. So there would be some opportunity for us to increase our overall revenue stream.
He says additional revenue could go toward maintenance on the airport and toward matching grants for larger projects through the Federal Aviation Administration and through the Arkansas Department of Aeronautics.
City directors in Fort Smith last night approved an urban deer hunt for the Chaffee Crossing area. City directors voted 4-3 in favor of the hunts, which would see archers hunting from tree stands at least 10 feet off the ground. The hunts will be conducted as part of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's Urban Archery Deer Hunting Program. Fort Smith joined seven other cities in the state that held the hunts last year. Corey Gray, the Deer Program Coordinator for the Game and Fish Commission, says that the Urban Hunt Program uses a standardized set of rules aimed at ensuring resident safety.
It's a partnership with the Arkansas Bowhunters Association, the City Council, citizens of the town, and then the Arkansas Game and Fish. And we place them into a special zone. We can liberalize their bag limits. We remove antler restrictions. And we accept applicants for the hunt. Those that apply have to go through orientation. They have to go through different classes. They have to go through an urban deer hunt instruction class. They have to go through an international bow hunting course. And they have to take a proficiency test.
At its January 15th meeting, the Fort Smith Board of Directors also voted 4-3 in favor of the urban hunt. Because the issue failed to receive a 5-vote majority at either meeting, directors will have to vote in favor of the measure one more time before it can become official.
The University of Arkansas Advancement Division may soon be subject to scrutiny by auditors from the Arkansas General Assembly and the University of Arkansas System. Yesterday, Chancellor G. David Gerhart issued a statement asking for an independent audit of the division's spending that resulted in a deficit of more than $3.3 million. The university's treasurer reportedly reviewed the division's expenditures and found no misuse or misappropriation of university funds, but concerns were raised regarding job performance or lack thereof by officials with primary responsibility for the division's finances. State law prohibits the release of that audit because it includes assessments a specific individual's job performance. But that document, along with any other data requested, will be provided to auditors with the state legislature and the university system.
Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout the region. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs will be around 60 in northwest Arkansas, mid-60s tomorrow afternoon in the Arkansas River Valley. And for Thursday night, 20% chance of showers. Lows will be around the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas. It's a 30% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow night with lows in the lower to mid-40s.